USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A preview of President Trump's scheduled national televised address this evening on the subject of border security from Vice President Mike Pence.
He'll talk about the 17,000 people with criminal records that we've apprehended at our border. He'll explain the need not just to build a wall, which he's determined to do, but also to provide our Border Patrol with additional resources.
The president's address at 9 p.m. Eastern comes as he suggested he might declare a national emergency to get border wall funding. House Democrats today are expected to push for new gun safety legislation on this 8th anniversary of the shooting of then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Giffords will be there to support a new measure that would require universal background checks for all gun sales. Clemson thrashed Alabama to win the college football championship, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
First came reports TSA workers have been calling in sick because of the partial government shutdown. Now those who work for the FAA who inspect planes for safety have been deemed non-essential, so they're not reporting to work because of the shutdown. The president of the union representing most of those workers is Mike Perrone.
And we're not having our inspectors there. The potential could be for a safety-related problem.
He was speaking on Fox. Turkey's president's criticizing President Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, after refusing to meet with him. The Turkish president passing on the meeting with Bolton earlier today, saying in a speech to Turkey's parliament that Bolton made a serious mistake in laying down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria, which is assurances that Turkey won't attack America's Kurdish allies there. There's been no comment on this development yet from Bolton or the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
In the upper Midwest, people are scraping ice off their windshields again due to another snowstorm that's sweeping across parts of Wisconsin, northern Minnesota, and Michigan. Many people are hoping for an early spring.
I want to move out of state. I don't like this anymore.
I deal with it by doing fun things inside and wishing that I could go on vacation.
I would like to see a daffodil right now.
With a look at some of the awards bestowed Sunday night at what some call the pre-Oscars, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
At the 76th Annual Golden Globe Awards, Bohemian Rhapsody, the saga about the rock band Queen, which could have easily been categorized as a comedy musical, ended up winning the year's Best Motion Picture Drama. And actor Rami Malek won Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama for portraying Freddie Mercury, the band's frontman.
Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy of a lifetime. I love you, you beautiful man.
The real Freddie Mercury died back in 1991. While Green Book, the account of a true life road trip through the Jim Crow South, could have been competing for Best Drama, it ended up winning the award for Best Comedy or Musical. And Christian Bale took home a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Comedy for his portrayal of former VP Dick Cheney in Vice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.